请不要再怕朋友看。Okay, so a bit of scripture that I felt got put on my heart for this morning was this from Matthew 10. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey, extra shirt or sandals or staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Freely you have received, freely give. Jesus, when we get to Matthew 10, Jesus has by this time called the disciples individually, and they've been spending time with him. He's been teaching them. They've been his apprentice. So they've seen him at work. They've seen him healing. They've seen him giving people time and space, allowing his agenda to be subverted by the agenda of the crowd or by people who seek him out. And he's shared his life. They've followed him around literally day and night, seen him living his life. So he's been giving to them. And now as we get to Matthew 10, he starts to send them out to share, to give from what they've received from him. So first we receive. I said this several times that I still have to, I think it's important to, that I have to remind myself of this, but I think it's good reminder at this point in the calendar. The first day for humankind was the God's rest day. It was the Sabbath. So the first new day that mankind had was the Sabbath. And I don't believe God has coincidences. That was how he designed it. So the first place was a place of being with God, of resting, of just being a human being, not a human doing. And then from the Sabbath day, they were to go out and tame that creation and live in the fruit of the creation that God had provided for them to rule over the land. But first it started with the Sabbath, with the rest. So it's really important for us. And again, I think as British Christians, I'm not sure, certainly for me, we're always really good at this, actually, just knowing that we need to receive. God meets us when we're still far off. God forgives us first. God saves us first. God shows his grace to us first. And so firstly, we need to receive. So again, my challenge to us as we enter into a new year is are you how are you giving God the time, the space, the means to give into your life? And of course, fundamentally, we're individually responsible for that. Certainly one of the things of 2017 for me has been about time and space and giving God, slowing down. One of the phrases which I'll never forget from a book that I read around this was eliminate hurry from your life. I think it's a really good phrase, eliminate hurry. And our lives are busy, and I think hurry is different from busy. That at times we can't choose, particularly those of us who are working or are running the home, that there's lots to do, and so we can be busy. But I think eliminate hurry is a really good phrase, because even within business we can find those even snatches of moments to be aware of God, to remember him, to receive from him, to be grateful, to pray, to connect with him. So I guess my first encouragement, challenge is as you start a new year and a chance for new starts, every day is a new start with God, which is amazing, isn't it? Just to think about the ways that you're receiving. Again, just a chance to encourage you to be part of a home group or a small group. Again, I think it's a great way to be encouraged. It's that old picture, isn't it, of the coal in the fire, that if we're in a fire amongst other coals, then we help keep that flame hot amongst us. God deliberately puts us into family. He saves us individually, but he adopts us into family. And so family is important to keep ourselves growing and alive and encouraged and challenged and taught and corrected and all those things. So I just want to encourage you to be committed to being part of God's family. And think about home group if you're not part of one. There are several now to choose from. Think about whether you could be part of that, or if you've got a group of friends that you get to go with regularly to journey together in your faith. So firstly, receive. But then Jesus sends them out. And he sends them out to declare that the kingdom of God is near, to heal, to save, to restore, to bless. That is also God's command for us, that we are particularly never more than at this time when our world is going crazy. And darkness increases, and God wants the light to increase, but he wants that to, he has chosen to increase the light through us. So that can be grand things, some very big things that God calls us to do. But I think most of the time it's the small things that God causes us to do in terms of our giving. And again, our giving is not just in terms of money, but we will do the collection actually, because we need to, we've been raising money for toilets in Uganda. Amazing little rural project that some of us had the privilege of going to. A lovely pastor, who's unbelievably thin, wasn't he, and small, but his heart was for his community. And it's a rural community, it's a tough community. A lot of the old traditions of faith, and not Christian faith, you know, their ancient faiths stick. And so it was hard serving there. And they were doing amazing things. They were full of joy there and making a difference to children's lives through Compassion's work and their family's life as a result of that. But the toilets were awful. They just really were grim. And, it would just be great to bless them with a toilet block that wouldn't be great by our standards, but would be great by their standards. So we're nearly there with that. So if you feel moved to give, do give to that. If you haven't got anything today and want to give, then in the next week will be fine. So money, of course, is one thing. But, of course, often the most precious things that we can give are attention and time. And, again, it's just so fascinating when we look at Jesus' life that often it was that the fact that he was prepared to be diverted off his agenda. You remember that woman who just touched his cloak. And they're on a way to save a girl's life. He's on a mission. And yet he knows that this is a significant moment for this woman. So he stops. He stops until he finds her, and she knows that she's met the Saviour and she's been healed and saved. They're about to go and have some quiet time as Jesus and the disciples, and yet the crowds won't go away. And so he teaches them and he feeds them and spends time with them. And how often is my agenda? And I'm not prepared to waver from that. I've got my things to do. And someone who just needs a bit of attention, who needs someone to listen to it, how many times do I miss that? So holding our agendas loosely, being prepared for God to do eternal things through annoying things that are interrupting, or people that just want to keep talking or need a hug or whatever. It's often those small things, often the unseen things, which are the things I suspect when we get to heaven and God puts our life on the big screen, that the things like, was that important? Yeah, it was eternally important for us to be aware of. So let's be aware of that. Let's think about your giftings, the things that you're good at. You know, you're good at hospitality, or you're good at listening to people, or you're good at evangelism. You're good at practical tasks of helping people practically. You're a communicator. Whatever the things are that God's put in you uniquely, then those things are for sharing and for using and developing. Remember that story of the talents. And, it is, we often do silly sketches around that, but actually it has a really kind of serious ending, doesn't it, in terms of the person who just held on to what they'd been given and did nothing with it, that's taken away. And the person who used and invested what God had given them was given more. So the things that we have are things to be given away. That includes, of course, perhaps the most important things, which is forgiveness. So we have been forgiven, and therefore a gift that we have is to forgive. We have been shown grace. So one of the greatest things we can give away is grace towards other people. And of course, we've been loved unconditionally. And so we have the opportunity to love unconditionally. Just a couple of scriptures which kind of just give the sense of the generosity, I guess, that we've benefited from. So this is Corinthians. This is in the context of money in this case, but it works across other things. So remember this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly, under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Do you get the sense of what God's like from that? He will bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So be generous. And this is one of Anne's favourite scriptures. Do not judge, you won't be judged. Do not condemn, you won't be condemned. Forgive, you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And the bit that Anne loves is that bit in the middle. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Again, do you get a sense of God's character from that? He's not just looking to sort of fill us up, but looking to squeeze as much in as he possibly can. Pressed down, shaken up so it settles a bit more, and then running over. Do you get the sense of God's heart in terms of what he wants to give to you? And then that's the heart, that's the character that he looks for in us. Again, not out of feeling that we have to or we should do, but he wants that just to be our response of gratitude to all that God has given to us. So the God that we know and that we worship and we give thanks for today is not a stingy God, but a generous God who does immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And he calls us to that lifestyle. So again, as we enter a new year, again, maybe there'll be some new things that God will call you into giving. And I say most of those will be on the small, unseen scale. There'll be the moments of just being alert and willing to respond to those nudges, to give that person a call, to spend a little bit longer in conversation, or give a bit of time or a bit of your money towards supporting someone or a cause. Just want to mention some things again, just to see if God nudges you. But this is just a random things. Of course, Wednesday coffee is a great time to serve. Just something unique God's given to Bagley in terms of our outreach. It needs people to make cakes and to serve coffee and so on. There's our amazing children, young people, and serving them. In Bristol, in Easter, Soul Survivor are doing mission, and we're hoping some of our young people are going on that mission. But in the afternoons, the church is going to be serving the communities in Bristol through practical ways. So they're going to be running things like children's clubs and doing old people's teas and whatever. But they're also going to be as guided by the local church, who know their local community, going to certain people to help clear their gardens or decorate or whatever. And so they're looking for adults as well as young people to give an afternoon or every afternoon for that week. It runs Tuesday through to Saturday. So I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday afternoons where they're going to be doing these practical things. So again, if God nudges you around that, then on the table outside, there's a form to fill in. There is a small charge because of safeguarding things that have to be done, but an amazing chance just to give. just to serve if God nudges you about that. Our local schools, some of you are already involved in praying for our local schools. Kings of Wessex looking for people to help read, spend a bit of time reading with young people. I think a couple of hours a week, or sessions a week. In the notices over the last few weeks, there's been opportunities to get trained to mentor people who come out of prison and to help them get back on track. And in the new year, I'm going to be talking about an opportunity again to go into schools through a charity, Christian charity called TLG, to help give some time to some individual young, vulnerable young people and just mentor them and be there for them. So be more about that in the new year. But anyway, those are just some things. But just think about ways that you can be generous and to give things away. And just to give you a chance just to reflect for a minute, here's a little video which gives a little picture from God's country about this. I like the fact that God's creation speaks to us about principles. Okay, I'm a bit of a sucker for sayings and things, so here's my one for the new year, okay? Seven ups for the new year, okay, you ready? Number one, wake up, begin the day with God, receive his day, rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, so start your day by receiving and being grateful. Secondly, put on an attitude of thankfulness and praise. One of the things that God said to us on our Elders Away Day was about to focus in on this thankfulness and praise. Thirdly, shut up. Watch your tongue. Don't gossip. Say only things which are helpful and building up. Bless other people. Listen more. Fourthly, stand up. Take a stand for what things you believe. Resist the devil. Do good. The word stand appears quite a lot in the New Testament. Fifthly, look up. Joe started us with this. Open our eyes to the Lord. He is our only Saviour, the only Saviour. Six, reach up. Spend time in prayer with your adorations, confessions, thanksgiving, supplications to the Lord. Seventh, lift up. Be available to those in need, serving, supporting, sharing. So, seven ups. For the new year, apologies if that offended you. but I like those things. Okay, let's pray. As we finish this year, Father, again, we want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you that you lavish your love onto us, that you first loved us, you first saved us, you first forgave us, and you constantly give us abundant life. You constantly give us all that we need and more. And we thank you for who you are. Lord, help us to receive from you all that you have for us. And then help us, Father, to be generous people who just do not hold tightly, but hold things loosely. And out of the love that you've given us, we love others. So, Lord, we commit ourselves for 2018. We commit this church to you. Pray that we would radiate your light and love wherever we go in this year ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen. First opportunity to share, to serve, is coffee, because Sam and Ben are alone in the kitchen. So no pressure, but if anyone would like to go and help them serve coffee, that would be brilliant. Joe, could we finish by singing Jesus, what a wonderful name it is. So let's go back to beautiful name. Let's just, again, finish this last service of the year by giving honour to our only Saviour. And we'll pass the bags around. If you're a visitor, let them pass by. But anything you give will go to our toilets in Uganda.
What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you
bless one another with the grace, shall we? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. There's lots of helpers in the kitchen, so please go and enjoy some coffee. Thank you.
It's a good sermon.